Hello, welcome back to the Shameless of Eight podcast. I'm super excited that you're here for another episode, another short, sweet, solo episode. But before we dive into it, are you guys enjoying the tap-ins, the embodiment practices that I have been given inside of the podcast? I feel like for a little while I've been in kind of sprinkling in some tap-ins, sprinkling some embodiment practices and providing more of that kind of magic here in the podcast. So let me know if you're enjoying that, if you're having fun with those practices here. And if you are, before we segue into this podcast episode today, I want to introduce you to, or welcome you, invite you into the Rewire Challenge. So the Rewire Challenge is a co-hosted EFT and embodiment challenge, a low-cost EFT and embodiment challenge hosted by myself. I am an EFT practitioner and with an EFT and matrix re-imprinting practitioner, Katie. So Katie has been on the podcast before. I'll actually link the podcast. And in that episode, she talks about how she healed her deadly anaphylactic peanut allergy with EFT. So I'll leave that link in the show notes for you to learn more about EFT and how powerful it is. I'm going to be diving into it today as well, because I have an underlying heart condition and so does Katie. Katie also has an underlying heart condition. So in this episode today, I'm going to be talking about how Katie and I healed the beliefs we attach to ourselves from our underlying heart conditions that no longer served us, to shift into this heart-led mission that we're on, to heal these beliefs, shift these beliefs about ourselves, to create a life, to create businesses, to create a mission that's led from our hearts in empowering, powerful, incredible ways. Okay, so if you're interested in the Rewire Challenge, it's 4 live EFT tap-ins and embodiment practices. This round is for entrepreneurs. So each round, this is our kind of first round. The first time we ran this back in November, it was just a free kind of 10-day intensive on Instagram. But we brought this Rewire Challenge back as a kind of low-cost paid challenge, an intimate paid challenge. So we're going to be on Zoom. We're going to meet for 4 Mondays of April. So it starts April the 8th at 9 a.m. UK time. There will be replays available for anybody in the States that wants to join. So it's for 4 weeks and we have a different tap in each week. I will be also leading you guys through embodiment practices as well, and Katie is also a Reiki master, so she'll be infusing some Reiki in there as well. So if you really want to upgrade and uplevel your beliefs and your energy and business, whether you're aspiring or early business owner or even established business owner, that you're kind of, you recognize that your beliefs are really holding you back, your energy is really holding you back, you're feeling burnt out or anxious, or you're holding on to limitation and fear and doubt that's really stopping you from either stepping into business or growing and expanding and exploding your business. So the 4 tap-ins that we're going to be doing is aligning with your business, your heart-centered business. The second one is going to be about expanding your capacity to be seen and liberating fear of judgment, which is a big, big, big one. The third one is about activating your own unique kind of ideas and energy and expression, because I know comparison is a big thing, and we want you to create from within. We want you to create something from your unique expression, your unique ideas, and believe in them and trust them and allow them to come alive. So that EFT tap-in will be really, really powerful in order to shift any comparison, to shift any kind of ways that you're looking outside of yourself and start to trust yourself, start to come into yourself, start to believe in your own ideas and who you are and what you have to give. And the very final one will be about money, up-leveling your money stories and attracting dream clients and customers. I'm super, super excited. It's going to be so fun. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have the time of my life. You can either have a live access pass or you can either upgrade to a lifetime access pass. So I'll leave a link for you to check it out. You can even just DM me on Instagram the word rewire and I can answer any questions that you have. But the reason I brought this up now is because obviously Katie and I are holding this together and it's a very, very special challenge, very close to our hearts, because we both have underlying heart conditions. And this container, this challenge that you're going to be a part of, isn't just another challenge. It is a divinely created, it is so powerful, it's got so much heart and depth and energy and emotion to it. Because Katie and I have our underlying heart conditions and we have similar stories with just all the beliefs that we created about ourselves when we were just young. My underlying heart condition was that I had holes in my heart and I didn't have a pulmonary artery. So I have an artificial artery right now and I had open heart surgery at 5 years old. I was in and out of hospital like throughout that time. I was in hospital for 3 months when I was born and then I had open heart surgery at 5 years old and I was supposed to get another operation at 9. I turned 28 this year and I've yet to have that operation. I've yet to have it. But as I started to get into personal development and into this, all this work that I now do, I recognised and I was able to identify the beliefs that I attached to myself. These underlying beliefs, these subconscious beliefs and conscious beliefs that I attach myself because of this this trauma that I went through. And I kind of like just felt like I was different. And I know that Katie had very similar beliefs as well, that she was different, especially because she had her peanut allergy as well, that she wasn't able to do what others were able to do and I wasn't able to do what others were able to do. Like, I always had a fear of exercising and I didn't feel like safe to like move my body in that way because I didn't think it was strong enough. I'm not as strong as others. I have to fight so hard to just survive, like never mind thrive. Like, I have to fight so hard to thrive. And another belief that I had adopted as well is that when I'm seen, when I'm celebrated, when I'm heard, when I'm like eyes are on me, something is wrong. Something is wrong with me because I had so much attention as a young baby, and also I was a triplet. I am a triplet. I wasn't, that was not past tense, I'm still a triplet. But I had a lot of eyes on me and a lot of attention, like being in and out of hospital, and then when I had my open heart surgery, so many people were visiting me and bringing me flowers and cards and just had a lot of attention, which is not a bad thing, but I attached the meanings that something bad is wrong. Like, something is wrong. Why do I keep saying that? Something is wrong with me if people are seeing me. Like, that doesn't feel safe to my nervous system. And when we are from the ages of 0 to 7, 0 to 8, that's when we create our belief system. And our belief system is then part of us. In our body, in our subconscious minds, in our nervous systems, okay? So when I began this journey, I recognised that, yes, these beliefs maybe at one point did serve me. They did serve me, but they now no longer serve me, and I recognise I get to shift the way that I feel about myself because I recognise it was holding me back. I was holding myself back to putting myself out there and feeling alive in myself, feeling free in myself. Wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard in a way that actually brought me life and didn't make me feel so scared. And you can see how these beliefs can then hold you back in business. How this belief of I am different, or I'm not able to do what others do, or I'm not as strong as others, or I have to fight so hard, or when I'm seen something is wrong, how these beliefs then can trickle into my business of how I like hold myself back. I'm different. Let's not be seen because something bad will happen. I have to fight so hard. So that energy of like fighting and pushing and hustle and like fight, so I can just survive in business. Not even just thrive, survive, right? Or I'm not able to do what others do. So you can see how these beliefs that you, this is like from my example, how these beliefs can then actually have a disempowering impact on how you start building your business, how you show up in business, not even just in life, but if we were to look at from the scope of business, because obviously the Rewire Challenge is for entrepreneurs, but this can play in any way. So looking at how your beliefs determine the reality that you live, the success that you attract. So if I've got this belief of when I'm seeing something's wrong, I'm going to hold myself back. I'm going to feel dysregulated and feel triggered and feel scared to put myself out there and not put myself out there. When I do put myself out there, it isn't a liberating, exciting, freeing experience. It's something that dysregulates me, something that doesn't feel good like within me. So being able to shift those beliefs is what's going to really transform things, and that's what is what I want you to take away. And I'm sure if you listen to this podcast, like, you know that you get to change your beliefs, the thought patterns, the belief system that's currently within you right now that's running and you recognize is no longer serving you or doesn't serve you or is holding you back from starting your business or expanding your business or whatever it is, leaving your job and traveling the world. You get to change those beliefs. You get to change those patterns within you, and that's why we use EFT tapping. So EFT tapping is emotional freedom technique, and it bypasses your conscious mind, it gets into your subconscious mind and starts rewiring, repatterning, reprogramming the beliefs and the energy that is within your subconscious mind, that's within your nervous system, that's within your body, that's within your mind. So for me, I obviously, like I said, adopted and like kind of attached these beliefs about myself of I am different, or I have to fight so hard, or I'm not as strong as others, or I'm not able to do what others do. And I, through the journey of EFT and the journey of like healing from within, coming within and shifting from within, how I no longer allow these beliefs to be a threat to me, like, or this being seen to be a threat to me, putting myself out there to be a threat to me anymore, because that's what it was. Like, for me to be seen, for me to do things that are different was a threat to me, right? But what I have shifted that into is that I, instead of feeling like, you know, attaching these beliefs of like, I have to fight so hard to just survive, or I'm not as strong as others, actually, I can recognize that my heart is a miracle. Here's the goosebumps. Cue the goosebumps. My heart is a fucking miracle. One, the fact that I'm here and I'm alive is a miracle. The fact that you're here and you're alive is a miracle. Never mind if you've had any health conditions, but the fact that I'm here, so you are a miracle too. We're all fucking miracles. But the fact that I'm here and I am alive and I've been able to do the things that I've done, like I've lived in Spain twice. I have went to university. I have went out and had a normal kind of, what's the right word, like adolescent years in terms of like going out and drinking. I don't smoke, but I have had alcohol. I was a big drinker at one point and I was able to do that, and that is a miracle. Like, the fact that I was able to not have to get another operation, and I'm 28 years old, and every time I go for my yearly checkup, they're like, you're all good, like, there's a little bit of leakage. Every time I go, I'm like, there's a little bit of leakage, because obviously my artery doesn't grow with my body because it's artificial. So like, when you, I get to listen to it, and it's quite cool because they let me listen to my heart, and it's not it's not like everybody else's. It's like you hear the leakage. It's such a shh, 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 shh. That's what it sounds like. But that's a miracle. Like, the fact that I'm here and the fact that I'm alive and the fact that the all this stuff that I've done, I am a miracle. And I am brave and I am strong. It's not that I'm not as strong as others. Actually, I am fucking stronger. Like the fact that I was able to survive that, and at such a young age, I had operations when I was 3 months old, an open heart surgery at five years old, actually makes me so fucking strong, so fucking brave, so fucking resilient and determined, and so like a magnet to miracles. That is the belief that I've started to shift into, is that I don't actually have to fight for things in my life anymore. I am shifting the narrative to I am a miracle and I attract miracles. I create miracles. I am a miracle. Like, you feel the fucking difference. Like, I've spoken about this on the podcast before, I think, or on an Instagram live. The difference between shifting out of those disempowering energies. And yes, this belief of like, I have to fight so hard. It did serve me in different ways throughout my childhood. Being able to like fight so hard through that is what made me survive, right? But I recognised that I didn't want to fight anymore. I think I don't want to fight. It's not that I want to give up. I want a new way of being. I want a way of being that is so, like, electrified is the word that's coming through. It's so, like, makes me feel alive and free and magnetic, you know? And that is my truth. And actually, as I record this, I done a hypno breath work on a couple of days ago, and I have been feeling a slight disconnection to that power within me, the power within my heart, the energy of miracles within my heart. So I done a hypno breath work the other day, and it was so fucking profound because it allowed me to reconnect back to that truth within my heart. The truth isn't that I have to fight so hard. It isn't that I am powerless. It's that I am so, my truth is that I am so miraculous. I am so fucking powerful. I am so brave. I am so strong. And when you can tap into that energy, into that belief system, and allow that to be your kind of default, your way of being, your way of thinking, changes fucking everything. It changes absolutely everything. You get to be a magnet for miracles. You get to be a magnet for success. You get to transform how you show up in the world. It's no longer a threat to you to be seen. It's no longer a threat to you to put yourself out there and create something for yourself, to make a life, a business for yourself, a life for yourself that actually fulfills you on a heart level. And it brings me so much joy that I have healed this relationship with my heart, and not only just like within myself, like I can have a more loving relationship with myself and see myself as a miracle and as a magnet to miracles and someone who's brave and courageous and strong and so powerful, but also I get to be a heart-centered being, a heart-centered leader. And I'm trickling this into my brand, if you have not already noticed, in my portal, my True Alignment portal, which is my membership, my low-cost membership. We have two tiers, the heart-centered being and the heart-centered leader tier as well, and I want that to become a part of my brand, because it is something that I feel like I've went from this underlying heart condition to heart-led mission, and through rewiring my belief systems, I've been able to shift out of that trauma that I was given into how I can turn that pain into power, how I can turn that pain into purpose, you know? And in terms of the belief of I am different, or Katie and I are different, obviously as young people, as a kind of child, as a teenager, that was deemed a threat or deemed something that wasn't good. Like, I'm different, we cannot be different, you know? And that's probably resonates with so many people in so many different ways. Like, it's not okay, it's not safe to be different. But the thing is, a big part of the mission, the heart-led mission that I'm on, is that I, through EFT, I've kind of like started to shift those beliefs and that energy around it is safe to be different. It's so fucking magnetic to be different. You get to be different. You get to be unique. Yes, you're different. How fucking amazing is that? You are different. You're your own person. You're unique. you stand out. But being able to, like, through embodiment, through EFT, expand your nervous system to feel safe, to be different, feel safe, to stand out, to be unique. And it takes that inner healing through EFT and through embodiment, the work that we're going to be doing in the Rewire Challenge as well. So what beliefs are you currently holding onto that you can recognize that maybe once they did serve you, but they're not serving you anymore? And for entrepreneurs, the kind of beliefs I really see for within myself and see within entrepreneurs as well, because I work with a lot of them too, aspiring, early established, is that fear of being judged. You know, worrying about what others think, being accepted, being seen, not being good enough. These money beliefs, this is a big, big, big one that I've been currently working through as well. Money beliefs about there not being enough, or it being hard to make money, or you having to work so fucking hard to make money. The comparison, comparing yourself to others, not feeling as good as others, whatever it is. So if you were to ask yourself, like, what underlying beliefs am I currently holding? What would come forward? And can you recognize how these are playing a disempowering role in your business and what you desire to create? And can you just let it sink in that you get to shift those? But it's a commitment. It's a commitment to yourself to shift those beliefs. Only you can shift those beliefs. Only you can decide, like, it is time to declare a shift in my belief patterns. It's time to shift how I think and show up and feel and believe within myself. Because that's what's going to take you to where you want to be, is that belief within yourself, that trust within yourself, the belief system that you hold is what will take you places. It's what will really transform how you live your life and how you create your business. So what if you were to shift those beliefs? What if you were to completely up-level your belief system, up-level your nervous system, your energetic field? People not fucking recognize. People don't recognize me. People not recognize you in a year, because you'll be an unstoppable, magnetic being, leader, entrepreneur. But the thing is, like, for me, is like, I've been healing these beliefs and healing the who I am, the truth of who I am, and I've never felt more me in my entire life. And it's like, this was how it was always supposed to be. And yes, people are maybe going to judge you and maybe not recognize you, and that is okay. And that's what the Rewire Challenge is going to be about, and really working with your belief system, working with your nervous system, working with your energy field, really looking at those three parts. Because, like I said, like, obviously being seen was a threat to my nervous system, was a threat to me. So I have been healing and expanding my nervous system's capacity to be seen through shifting my belief systems, through embodiment practices, and expanding my vibration to become that magnet. You know? Oh my god, it's such profound work. It's such profound, massive, healing, transformative work. And if you were to really, really commit to it, and if you are an aspiring, early or established business owner, if you were to really come into the Rewire Challenge and really lean into it, your entire belief system can have a major fucking up level and a massive shift in your business, a massive shift in the flow of your business, a massive shift in how you show up online, within your authenticity, within your confidence, within, like, your detachment of what others may think of you, and that trust and that safety within your nervous system of, this is not a threat. This is actually the most liberating thing that I could do for me in my life, in my business. Because the thing is, we are creating heart-led businesses. Run with trust. Run with aliveness, alignment, passion, heart, soul. Not burnout, not anxiety, not stress, not avoidance, not... What's the right word? I think it's burnout, anxiety, stress, avoidance, dysregulation, and fear, and that limitation and feeling blocked and feeling the need to hide and feeling the need to just reserve, which was a big, big, big part of my programming, this feeling, this need to hide from not even just my heart condition, just other traumas that I experienced, and wanting to just close myself off and not be seen and not be heard. But it is your right to take up space in this world. It is your right to create something fucking amazing for your life. It is your right to be seen. It is your right to be abundant. It is your right to express your truth. It is your right to live a life and create a business that brings you so much fucking joy, so much aliveness, so much peace, so much truth. It is your right. It's not something, you do deserve it, but it's also your right. So it's time to stand in that right. It's time to declare that right. It's time to choose that right. So please, if you want to join the Rewire Challenge, we would love to have you there. We truly believe in our powerful hearts that we were destined to heal and impact others with this work. I really don't believe in that anything is a coincidence. I really believe that Katie and I were meant to cross paths. We were meant to create this work together. We were meant to bring this challenge to you guys, to heal on such a deep, deep level, to shift on such a deep, deep level, to transform your belief systems, your nervous systems, your energetic fields, to create something that gets to not only transform your life, but your family's lives, your friends' lives, and the world. Whatever that business is, whatever it is you desire to create, whatever it is you're creating. So it brings me so much joy and pride that Katie and I get to now use our hearts to lead others, tap into that magic, that power within our hearts, and create impact to help others, to heal others, and unlocking their own heart-led businesses, your own heart-led magnetism as well. Because I remember when I was in hospital, and I can still see the ward, and the hospital that I was in is no longer there, which actually is quite upsetting for me. It got knocked down and a new hospital was built, because I'm getting old. But I can still remember the ward, and I remember I had a little nurse's kit. And I really wanted to impact lives. I really wanted to become a nurse or become a doctor one day. But because of the kind of trauma that I went through, I kind of ended up not liking hospitals. And no, I can't even get my blood taken because I freak out. But I obviously had another way of helping people. I knew in my heart that I was meant to heal others in a way that was aligned with me. And yes, it isn't becoming a doctor, it isn't a nurse, but I am healing people, and in a way that brings me so much joy, that brings so much joy to my heart. And it's such a pleasure and an honor to be doing this with Katie as well. So Katie is over in Australia, which is so fucking amazing, because my heart spoke to me 3-4 years ago that there's something out there. You're going to be creating work that you get to connect with people all over the world, and we're here and we're doing it, and that is the power of our hearts. My heart, yes, it's went through a lot of trauma, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and yes, I attach beliefs around that about myself, but I have shifted that. I have healed that, and I now get to tap into the power of my heart, the magic of my heart, and heal you guys too. Heal you, support you in shifting your beliefs so that you can then go on and create something so fucking amazing for your life and your business as well. So, oh my goodness. Thank you, heart. Thank you for the heart that I've been given, the path that I've been given, the mission that I've been given, the purpose I've been given. And for those that have listened, if you resonated with this, please send me a message. If you want to join the Rewire Challenge, I'll leave a link in the show notes. Just come and join. Be there. You will not regret it. Even if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, you don't have a business yet, this will be perfect to kind of propel you into it, because I want you to prioritize your belief system when you are a business owner. If you're not prioritizing the beliefs that you hold, the energy you're in, yourself, then you're going to be hitting against currents and falling into patterns that aren't actually going to serve your business and actually aren't going to serve you, and you're going to be in a state of burnout and hustle and anxiety, and you don't deserve that. Remember, it's your right to create a business that brings you life and joy and aliveness and passion and heart, okay? So I'd love to see you there. If you have any questions at all about the Rewire Challenge, just please send me a message. It is only $55, which is about, I don't know, like 30 odd pounds, which is not a lot of money considering you're getting access to two EFT practitioners, 4 1-hour sessions, EFT and embodiment sessions infused with Reiki, and like support as well, and a community of like-minded heart-led entrepreneurs. It's going to be so special. We're so excited and we would love to have you there. Again, thank you for listening. If this episode hit close to home, please let me know if you have been on a similar journey with your heart or an underlying health condition. Please reach out to me as well. I would love to connect with you and support you. And yeah, please leave a rating or review if you haven't already. And I will see you all inside the Rewire Challenge and next week for another episode. Love ya.